Wolf, get away from those sheep.
Bollocks.
You're listening to the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast, broadcasting from Fort Worth in the great state of Texas. Now, get ready for this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd.
Welcome to this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd. Today, we have another installment of In Other News, and of course, joining us once again, thank you so much, Pat Beeman, the host of On an Island with Pat Beeman, the one and only Pat Beeman.
Shepherd Wolf, it's good to be here as always.
Yeah, this week I've actually found some bizarre stories which aren't necessarily funny on the face of it, but just raise a lot of questions.
Okay.
Yeah, this first one isn't super happy. April the giraffe, who became an internet sensation in 2017 when the world watched her give birth, is euthanized after suffering from arthritis.
Why'd they euthanize her?
I don't know, maybe she had a stiff neck.
Well, that makes total sense if it's a giraffe.
Well, yeah, it's but easy they to did misdiagnose.
It. So the poor giraffe, the name of the giraffe's April, and they euthanize it in April.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It, isn't it? Talk about happenstance.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Pat?
Well, you started by saying it was bizarre and not necessarily happy. It's clearly a depressing story.
Well, yeah, but how do you know if a giraffe's got arthritis?
They tell you.
Do they kind of like point?
Well, I'm pretty sure that's why Toys R Us went out of business.
Because the mascot was a giraffe and you needed to be euthanized. Could they not just use a monkey or something?
Well, no. Jeffrey the giraffe had been the Toys R Us mascot for years. He was getting old. He's like, look, guys, I can't do this anymore. And they said, well, we can't sell toys without you. He's like, look, I got arthritis. I have this girlfriend. Don't tell anybody. Her name's April. And then they had to go out of business.
Yeah, that is a sad story, really. I almost wish I hadn't started on that one, but, you know, that's kind of set the bar low.
Yeah.
Yeah, set the bar low for...
You know, you're supposed to be in charge of these news stories, and you always try to jump out here with something depressing. Can you not give us something to make us kind of happy and giggle a little bit?
Well, to be honest with you, I actually kind of found the headline funny when I first read it. It was only upon later examination I figured it might be a bit of a downer.
Yeah, kind of fell flat.
Oh, it's a happy one.
Okay.
Moment disgruntled customer deliberately drives into Maryland Taco Bell staff after an argument about a food order at the drive-thru.
Pat, let's be honest. If it wasn't Maryland, this could have been Sandra.
It probably could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she doesn't leave Tarrant County, so.
Well, yeah. But, of course, Sandra is Pat's assistant on his podcast and everything. I mean, he has assistants, which, I mean, that'd be cool if we could get some of those. But she gets very adamant about when she goes and picks up food for Pat and her and all that stuff. So I could see Sandra doing this.
Mind you, sometimes it takes her so long to get lunch. I think she does actually drive to Maryland.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
But like Pat said, she doesn't like to leave Tarrant County. So if she even ventured that far east into Dallas County, she'd be lost.
Right. Is Maryland in Dallas County?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Just off of 75.
Right.
Right.
Just don't take the tollway.
Right. I don't know if I could ever be that upset about a Taco Bell order to actually try and commit vehiculum manslaughter.
Well, it depends on what was wrong with the order. I mean, if they left out your spicy sauce or there was no potato on the burrito, I can see it.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. And plus, I mean, even with Sandra, she gets upset when she goes through the drive-thru and wants a hamburger without a bun. Rather than just taking the bun off, she gets mad that they give her the bun. So I could see her just plowing through a Burger King drive-thru.
Yeah, but when she gets excited, it's hard to understand what she's saying.
That's true.
And she's probably excited when she's ordering lunch.
Probably.
Yeah. So at one point during the argument, one of the women got out of the vehicle and assaulted the employee at the window, and she got back in the car, came back, and they ran into a group gathered outside the Taco Bell. Just an innocent group.
They weren't kids, were they?
Doesn't say. Why would that make it worse?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, kids hanging out at Taco Bell trying to have a good time, and, you know, some person decides to just run over them.
Yeah.
Kids are normally fast enough to get out of the way, though.
Oh, that's a good point.
Mind you, they were probably all on their iPhones filming the incident, first of all, when she mollywopped the drive-thru staff, and so...
Another good point.
Yeah. So, this next one. Anti-racist group called White Lies Matter steals Jefferson Davis Memorial Chair and threatens to turn it into a toilet unless Virginia Confederate Woman's Club hangs a banner quoting black militant.
Okay.
That's so, really a tough one to follow.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
So let's take this one piece by piece.
Right. First of all,
there's a lot to unpack.
I need to know about this chair.
I know we're a podcast, non-video podcast here, but let me show you a picture of this chair and you can see how easy it would be to turn it in a toilet.
Oh, that,
because
that is definitely
there's
a
hole missing into the seat. There's a hole missing in the seat, and I'm surprised somebody hasn't done this already.
Absolutely.
Outside of desecrating a natural treasure. That is.
Is that chair, do they keep that in a park somewhere, or?
I don't know.
The picture seems like it's outside.
Well, it looks a bit heavy. It looks like it's made out of rock or something, so unless it's kind of a really old wood, but.
Was that the official chair of the presidency of the Confederacy?
Yeah, honor as the Confederate president, and it was stolen last month in Selma, Alabama. It's threatening to turn the $500,000 monument into a toilet unless the demands are met.
Honestly, I'm not sure that's a big deal. They could just hose it out.
That's true.
I didn't actually get to see a follow-up news article because apparently they were given until 1 p.m. last Friday to do that.
Well, let's be honest, though. I could see that as a gaming chair. I mean, that way you could play you'd play a lot of video games. You just put a bucket underneath that and you'd be good.
Yeah. I'd rather use some adult Depends, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So White Lies, L-I-E-S.
Yeah.
So it's a play on words.
Yeah.
And they are a anti-racist group.
Apparently.
But they wanted them to post a banner.
I think you need to reread this headline because there was so much to digest there.
This is the very first blackmail case I've come across where somebody has threatened to use something as a toilet. I mean, normally people threaten to kind of behead somebody or blow something up. Threatening to use an old chair as a toilet's got to be a first.
Well, yeah, but you also got to remember IKEA had to put up signs because people were using the bathroom in the middle of the store when they had toilets just sitting out there.
That is true.
Yeah. It's a Home Depot commercial about that, I think.
Yeah, I think Lowe's had the same problem.
Mm. Surprised Walmart don't have more problems with it, but mind you, I don't think they sell toilets.
Don't think they do.
But they do sell the products for you to be able to clean said toilet.
That is true.
Yeah. So here's one. Miss Sri Lanka winner is left with head injuries after Miss World removes her crown on stage and claims she can't win the contest because she is divorced.
Is she still a miss?
Missy's Sri Lanka, so I'm guessing you have to be married to any of this one.
Oh, okay. Well, you're winning a Mrs.
Rules
contest.
Rules are rules. Yeah.
So I've got to side with the people that are protesting this one.
She's got a catchy name as well. Pushpika Da Silva. She was 31 years old as well, which is normally a little bit older than the average contestant on a Miss contest, but I guess on a Mrs. contest, that's probably
kind of ironic. I think I have a cousin named that.
Well, Pushpika.
Yes.
Or the Da Silva thing.
Right.
Yeah. So previous winner, Caroline Jury, a bit more of a normal name.
Yeah, that's kind of bizarre.
Who is also Missy's World. I didn't even know there was a Missy's World. I think it's just a collection of MILFs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snatched the crown. She was left with head injuries and claimed she could not have won the pageant because she is divorced. She was awarded the 2021 title during the ceremony, which was broadcast on national TV.
So did she get the head injuries because of the crown snatching?
Yeah, she ripped it off and it scratched and made her head all bloody and stuff.
That's kind of sad.
It's like a scene from Carrie.
Yeah.
But without the poop.
Yeah, or Passion of the Christ without the,
suffering for our sins.
Right.
Thing. Yeah. California family sues baseball team after father chokes to death during a taco eating contest.
Shouldn't have been a hot dog eating contest at a baseball game.
Well, this was a taco eating one.
And it was where?
California.
Oh, well, that's why it was a taco eating contest. Yeah. They don't have hot dogs in California.
Don't they?
No, they're vegan out there.
Okay, yeah.
So is it tofu taco?
I think so.
Mm.
Does it mention the kind of taco?
It doesn't actually.
It's probably that fake meat.
Yeah.
I think that's all they eat in California now is the fake meat. The
stuff made out of grass, which they spray brown.
Right.
Yeah. So, Dana Hutchins, 41, died in 2019, and it's only just coming out now.
She doesn't
suppressing the news.
Yeah, she doesn't sound like she could be Miss Sri Lanka.
No, with this Dana, dad, is, how do you say it when it's a man? Is it Dana?
I think so.
Because it's Dana if it's a woman and Dana if it's a man, right?
No, I think it's Dana either way. Yeah, I think it's Dana either way.
Well, he was 41 back in 2019. He'd be 43 now if he was alive. Choked during a taco eating contest at Chelsky Park during a Fresno Grizzlies minor league baseball game.
Who was the opponent that week?
I knew you'd ask that one. Don't know, actually.
Maybe
they considered it irrelevant to the article. I don't know.
I guess it's a good thing, though, that that taco eating contest wasn't at a Taco Bell in California. Right. And the woman drove through the drive-thru and
How do we know it's not over.
Oh, we don't.
We don't.
Are you setting up like a little softball plot twist here?
Absolutely not. I would have taken a lot more research than I was willing to do.
Well, sure.
So his son Marshall, 18, who was probably 16 at the time, depending on his birthday, has filed a lawsuit alleging that his father was not made aware of the risks and dangers involved in the competition. I mean, again, this comes back to the, you know, please don't take a poop in the toilets in our store. There's not really any plumbing type thing. If you're going to be eating food fast, you should know there's a risk. If you don't chew it properly,
true,
you might have a little bit of a choking issue, especially when it's the 19th taco. It doesn't actually say how many tacos he ate, but...
Well, and especially if you're going to eat tacos made out of fake meat.
Well, it'd suck if it was the first one. You didn't even have a chance to, like, enjoy the first dozen and then, like, you know, choke to death on the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be sad.
Yeah.
But wouldn't be sad at the same time because they're eating fake meat tacos because that's all they eat in California. Well,
I'd be a bit annoyed, actually, if it's the first one and I was some of the other contestants because you'd be like, you're kidding me, right? I came here to eat free tacos. Now we're going to stop the competition because this person's choking to death. Because, like, if it was about 18 or 19 and one of the contestants dropped out because they choked to death, I'd actually be quite excited because that would be one competitor out of the way. You know, and then you'd just, like, eat faster. It would actually spur me on, I think.
Are they crunchy tacos or soft tacos?
I didn't say, but...
That's an important point.
You'd have to think they were probably crunchy.
See, this is bad journalism. That they didn't say if they're crunchy tacos, soft tacos. Are they street tacos? You know, are they the little bitty tacos or are they big tacos?
I don't know. So many facts, so many unknowns.
Yeah.
All right. Guide dogs could soon be replaced by robots.
Are we really going to go down the robot rabbit hole again?
Yep.
So now we're replacing dogs with robots?
Guide dogs.
Yeah.
Robots. Scientists developed a four-legged bot that can lead blind people around obstacles and through narrow passages. If you're blind, why are you going through a narrow passage?
Well, but if you're blind, how do you plug the robot in to charge him at night?
It's probably like a Roomba. It probably goes back to its own base.
Oh, that's a good point. So do blind people use Roombas to vacuum because they can't see the dirt on the floor?
Well, no. What's the point? If you can't see the dirt, then you may as well not bother cleaning it up.
Well, yeah, but they can feel it on their feet.
Well, yeah, but if you imagine, have you ever seen the show Hoarders, where it's just like all the house is just completely full of junk?
Right.
And like they just have these pathways to just like get from one room to another, and that's the only place they can walk because it's full of junk. I would have thought that'd be awesome if you're a blind person because you know exactly where you're going, plus you don't have to clean up.
So all the people on Hoarders are blind?
Some of them are, because some of them are really large as well.
So that makes sense. So yeah. A blind person invented the Roomba.
I don't know if that's a fact, actually.
I bet it is.
Said it guides its handler by means of a leash, similar to how a real guide dog works, just in case any of our listeners were...
So the blind person is now on a leash attached to a robot dog?
Yeah, I think...
That sounds criminal.
I think they sit in an American Flyer as well, and the robot dog just pulls them along. The setup has a laser mapping system and a camera to keep track of its handler. The team said the robot could cut down on the costs of training guide dogs. So let me get this straight. This picture of the guide dog, right? The robot one. Do you honestly think that's going to be cheaper than training a guide dog?
No, I mean,
how much money? I mean, are these dogs going to Harvard or something?
Yeah, but what about Amish people that are blind?
Well, they get one made out of a cardboard box and get one of the little kids to pull them along, I think. I don't know.
Right.
That's a big guess. But however, it would be unable to occupy the companion role that real dogs do.
So well, that's a good point.
Can't put in a robotic kind of like barking voice where you can just pet it, just be like, good boy. Well, actually, what's to stop them coating it in one of those kind of lifelock? My goodness.
Like a furry costume. I mean, the furries have been sitting here trying to figure this out for years. Why can't you just hire furries to be blind guard dogs?
I've got it. Synergy, right?
Okay.
The creator of the robot guide dogs and taxidermists. You can stuff one of these robots inside a dead dog so it has the feel of a dead dog, sorry, of a live dog. And so when the blind person goes down and pet it, it feels just like a real dog, and they put in a voice box there and it reacts just like those toys you get from Walmart, which bark and walk and stuff. So
okay, now hang on. So we can't let blind people get everything because they already have a monopoly on all the cool stuff. I mean, they've got their own language with Braille. They get the fancy canes and everything they get to walk with. You could actually take these blind robot guard dogs and then your dog dies and then turn it into a robot. And yeah. Now your dog lives forever.
Well, I told you that's what I was going to do with my dog when it dies. So I was going to take it to a taxidermist, get it stuffed, and then get some animatronics in there, put it on a plaque on the wall, and it's just going to have its little legs going. And every time somebody walks past, it's going to kind of bark or growl. And then every now and then, it's going to be like a Billy Bass big mouth kind of thing. And it's just going to be every now and then, its little legs are going to move, and it's going to go run, 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 and just like play that song.
Sure. I mean, basically, Disney has been working on this for years in secret.
Yeah.
That's the whole purpose behind Disneyland, Disney World, is making robot dogs for when your dog dies, then it turns into a robot. Now, the one group of people this is going to hurt are dog breeders.
Yeah.
Because now all of a sudden you don't need new dogs anymore.
Yeah.
You just recycle dogs. But the Save the Earth people would like that because now you're recycling dogs.
Yeah.
So you're not having as much dog waste anymore.
Yeah. On another note, the representatives from this company turn up at the animal kill shelter. The owners should probably be suspicious. Some Frankenstein stuff going on.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Oh.
Pat, you have a dog. Would you convert your dog to a robot dog?
Oh, in a minute.
Yeah.
Especially if you could get the lasers shooting out of his eyes.
Yeah.
An attack dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
And your dog's young and healthy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, hang on. Pat's onto something.
Yeah.
It could put the German Shepherd breeding business out of business because now cops could have German Shepherd robot dogs.
Oh, can you imagine a cop with a dog with laser eyes?
Yeah.
How much worse can things get?
No kidding.
Well, you do remember a few episodes back we talked about in New York. Well, there were two instances, actually. One where they had the police dog called Little Kim, who they wanted to change the name.
Absolutely, sure.
Lil Kim. Yeah. Not Little Kim. Yeah. Lil Kim. Yeah.
And then there was the other incident where, also in New York, they were having this robot dog going to dangerous situations, and AOC complained about it, saying it was going to be used to attack, you know, kind of areas with minorities and stuff. That's two related stories. So I think the robot dog is not going to be generally well received, especially if you fit it with lasers.
I think it might.
Yeah. I think they just stick to drones with guns on them. That's a lot easier.
Yeah, but dogs can't fly.
No, but drones can.
I know, but you can't make a drone dog. That doesn't make sense.
Of course you can. You just put helicopter blades on top of it.
Yeah, but there's no flying dogs.
Well, there will be.
Astro.
Yeah.
From the Jetsons. Didn't he fly?
Was he a unicorn?
An Air Bud could jump pretty high as well. So.
Oh, so now all of a sudden we're going to have a basketball league for robot dogs that used to be cops. Yeah.
Probably be better than more entertainment than the actual NBA at the moment. So.
Yeah. Or especially the WNBA.
Yeah. That goes without saying.
Yep.
So moving on, before we offend more canine lovers everywhere.
I don't think we offended any canine lovers.
Need to move on because we've got to offend gingers now.
Oh.
So redheads have a higher pain threshold than blondes or brunettes because their skin's pigment producing cells lack the function of a certain receptor. Now, my first thought was, well, of course they have a higher pain threshold because they're used to being beaten up from kindergarten onwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do you think about that?
I thought it was actually rejection. You know, they hit on a lot of females and get turned down. So. Yeah.
Well, that just leads to a lack of self-esteem. I don't know if it gives you a higher pain threshold unless it's talking about the heart.
Yeah, but it could just be like working out or anything else. You build that tolerance up over time.
Have you ever really seen a buff ginger?
No.
No, have you ever seen a buff ginger?
I can't say that I have.
Conor McGregor is not a ginger, is he?
He's a bit of a ginger, but he's got an excuse. He's full out Irish.
Oh, because plus he's Irish, he gets a pass?
Yeah, plus he'll beat us up if we say anything bad. So
that's true.
So we're Conor McGregor fans. We love you, Conor.
Yeah, please don't beat us up.
Even though you're ginger, we love you, man.
Well, please don't beat me.
And man, if you'd like to send us a free sample of your whiskey, proper Irish whiskey, which has now netted him apparently close to $500 million, we would be very
Conor
happy.
McGregor has his own whiskey. Yeah. I mean, this doesn't surprise
me. He sold half the company along with the two other founders a few weeks ago, and they made like half, they sold it to another actual whiskey company, distributing company, and they made like $500 million from it.
In traditional Irish fashion, were they drunk when this happened and now Conor got screwed out of a bunch of money?
Well, yeah, because they could have got a cool billion if they'd have been sober, but yeah, you know, they settled for the first
offer.
That
makes sense. I saw some deal about Conor McGregor where he bought a bar.
Yeah.
And he bought this bar that he punched some guy out in, bought the bar, and the first order of business was to ban the guy from the bar.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to love Conor McGregor. Yeah. Especially awesome. Because most of the time you'd get beat up by him if you don't love him.
Yeah. So redheads, read gingers, have a faulty receptor on skin pigment cells that stops them from tanning. But also, they have a hormonal knock-on effect which results in elevated pain threshold. The end result is that gingers, see, it actually says it there. Editor couldn't help himself.
Wow.
Moved from redheaded to gingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely an English writer, produce more opioid signals than people with other hair colors and complexions and have an elevated pain threshold. So there we go.
My brother's a ginge, and I don't think he's any tougher.
No.
Yeah, you got to remember, I mean, Beeman is an Irish name.
Yeah,
there should be some gingers, in your family tree there. That's why everybody always thought I was Irish, even though, you know, my family comes from England and Germany. Just because of a little bit of red hair in there, they're like, oh, you've got to be Irish. I'm like, just because I'm an alcoholic doesn't immediately make me Irish.
Do you think anybody in your ancestral tree had familiar relationships with a ginger?
Probably.
Yeah, it's likely. This woman, Paige Bauer, 30 years old, from Birmingham, Alabama, said, guys pay me to mock them. Veteran who was barely able to afford rent after leaving the Air Force reveals how she earns $1.3 million a year by humiliating men on the OnlyFans website.
I'm pretty sure that's just the description of a wife. Because, I mean, most men get humiliated by their wives and they're, you know, supporting their habits. So
she must be really good at humiliating them to get 1.3 million.
Well, there's a reason why there's amateur leagues and professional leagues. Right. So maybe she's a professional at this.
Maybe she just humiliates gingers. I don't know.
Well, that could be.
It's an easy job.
Yeah. Spent years working dead-end jobs and struggling to make ends meet.
Isn't she 30?
Yeah, she's 30, yeah.
Couldn't have spent that many years.
Well, she's an ex-veteran from the Air Force as well. Now, how she got, retiring before the age of 30 from the Air Force, and lots of spent years working dead-end jobs. It seems like she can't really commit to anything.
Typical woman.
Yeah. In February 2020, she set up an OnlyFans account. Now, do you know what an OnlyFans account is, Pat?
Honestly, I'm completely without.
Let me explain to you what an OnlyFans account is. There are lots of Instagram models and TikTok influencers who are quite sexy, but because of the platforms they are on, they can only show themselves kind of between moderately and respectfully dressed, whereas OnlyFans allows women to pose naked and sell a subscription, so you can see the kind of PG rated stuff on Instagram and TikTok, but if you want to see a front bottom or a mammary glands, then you can go to her OnlyFans website.
Is there a break between the Y and the F if I was looking, or a hyphen, or just OnlyFans?
Oh, just type in OnlyFans, all one word. You'll get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would also suggest, if you're trying to replace ceiling fans in your house, don't go to OnlyFans.
No, actually, do go to OnlyFans and tell us about it.
Yeah, that might be true.
Yeah.
I mean, how great would that be that somebody actually has, maybe that's how we make some money. We create an OnlyFans account.
But .net and it's, or something. Yeah.
Well, no, and we just have pictures of ceiling fans on there.
Right, well, we'll see what domain names that the proper OnlyFans website actually has, and any they're missing, if we have to buy OnlyFans.biz and set it up as a purely kind of like fan selling website, we might be, get driven some traffic.
Not only that, but we could create a deal where people could actually have their own like account on there and take pictures of their ceiling fans.
Of OnlyFans. The only focus
and,
on
and
the
see how fans. Many how many likes pictures of ceiling fans.
So it's
fans
gonna be fans of ceiling fans. OnlyFans.beersor.net.
There you go.
All right.
Wasn't there a Seinfeld episode very similar to that?
I don't know.
Only Dash fans.
Get a coffee table book.
I don't know.
Only ceiling fans. OnlyCeilingFans.com. Maybe we're going to have to quit the podcast and just start a OnlyFans for ceiling fans.
I was actually listening to Joe Rogan on the way to the studio today, and he actually has a guest on whose Instagram account is a combination of luxury watches and ramen noodles.
Oh, yeah. I was on Clubhouse the other day, and there was a guy that popped into a room. I don't remember the dude's name. He was kind of interesting. But his handle on Clubhouse is, no kidding, Disney Plus.
Huh.
No one on Clubhouse had taken the handle Disney Plus, and so that's his handle on Clubhouse. Huh. And he's gained all these followers, but he's just a regular dude.
Huh.
And he's like, you know, I always go into this. Yeah. He's a gamer or an ex-pro gamer or something like that. And he's like, yeah, you always put Disney in there because people start searching Disney and they find him. His handle on Clubhouse is Disney Plus.
That's just like our recent episode, podcast episode called Baby Shark.
That's true.
It has nothing to do with Baby Shark, the most watched YouTube video of all time.
Except you sang that song.
I did sing a little bit of the song before you stopped me. So
it they made got me
their money,
sick.
They got their money's worth for that. Yeah. So anyway, this woman, she now receives hundreds of requests from willing guys asked to be mocked by her every day, and all of them are happy to pay for the service. Paige says she earns $100,000 a month from her OnlyFans subscribers, many of whom are married or in relationships. So, I mean, how much abuse do you want? These men are already married and are in relationships.
I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I get enough abuse from my wife. I don't really need to pay for it.
All right.
I mean, I'm pretty much paying for it for my wife already. Why would I double dip there?
Well, it's got the link here, so I'll send it to both you and Pat. So just in case you feel like just in case your wives go out of town or something and you're missing some abuse for a weekend.
I would need the vacation.
Right. Oh, is the happiest story of the episode so far? Overweight German man who joined ISIS says they used him as a sex slave.
I'm not surprised.
Well, he was allegedly turned into a sex slave by ISIS forces. The young man who had converted to Islam in 2014 had pledged allegiance to ISIS, hoping to become a full-fledged soldier in his war against Western civilization. He was rapidly turned into a sex slave for ISIS combatants, spending most of the time in captivity, chained to a bed, dressed up as a Western-style woman.
What is a Western-style woman? You mean just like an American?
Probably.
They're over there in the East, so Western-style woman. Because I think Western-style woman, I'm thinking like the, you know, big flowery, big dress from like the Old West.
No.
Okay.
Performing sexual services on ISIS soldiers daily until his recent escape. All I have to say to that article is ha ha.
Moving on.
Lawyer sues a Louisiana public defender boss for gender discrimination, claiming he told her to dress like a nun because her outfits were causing prisoners to masturbate.
Well, now, gender discrimination, that's something interesting to look at now, because if you have gender discrimination, there's so many genders now, how do you figure out which gender you're discriminating against?
But here we go, here's a photo. Again, our listeners can't see it, but I don't think she really needed the nun costume, to be honest. If I was a prisoner who hadn't really seen a woman in quite a while, I think she would have done the trick.
I think she might have looked good in a nun costume.
Yeah, she might have done, yeah. So former public defense attorney Jamie Pellerin, I'll look her up on Google later, filed a lawsuit.
Can I find her on that OnlyFans?
Hopefully. Oh, that's a good point.
We'll soon find out.
We need to find out if she has an Instagram.
As soon as we quit recording this episode, we will know.
I think we ought to hit stop right now
and just look that up. So
she
accused him of firing her from the 15th Judicial District Defender's Office in Lafayette, Louisiana, after she reported his inappropriate comments. She claims her boss repeatedly made sexual and sexist remarks to her in the 3 years she worked there, from 2017 to 2020.
I understand that.
So even during the age of COVID, he abused her with sexual comments.
Well, they were on Zoom.
Yeah. He allegedly asked her about sex and whether she was going to get pregnant. He also told her to dress less attractive and like a nun because he said her appearance was causing inmates to masturbate. She also alleges she was underpaid compared to her male colleagues. Marks, which was her boss, I guess, has denied the allegations, branding them sick lies, and claims Pellerin was fired for missing training to attend a wedding.
Was she a bridesmaid?
I don't know. It's a bit rough if it was her own wedding, though, wouldn't it? Like, yeah. Sorry, you've got to keep the training.
That would have sucked.
Yeah. There's another picture of her close up there.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks like a younger, prettier version of Kamala Harris.
Everybody younger than Kamala Harris could look like a younger, prettier version of Kamala Harris. I don't know. Rapper Xzibits, I don't know how you pronounce it. I don't know what Xzibits, whatever. His napalm marijuana is banned from a dispensary for being racist against the Vietnamese. His marijuana company,
wait,
Napalm...
Spell his name.
X-Z-I-B-I-T.
Xzibit.
Xzibit. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, the dude that used to do the Pimp My Ride on MTV, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, that's the same dude. I thought he died.
Well, apparently not.
Well,
he's
sure.
Got a marijuana company called Napalm Cannabis, and it's been hit with an accusation of racism due to it being named after the chemical weapon used in firebombs during the Vietnam War. Now, I think that's crap, because napalm was around before
they
dropped it on the Vietnamese.
No, napalm's been around for a long time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, long before the Vietnam War. It just kind of got popularized there.
Yeah. So, Xzibit, we're with you on this one. We think this is a... another woke culture type targeting.
Well, I kind of feel bad for the guy because he was just trying to, you know, take care of people's cars and everything back in the late 90s, I think early 2000s.
Yeah.
I can't remember when the show was actually there. I used to kind of watch it, and a lot of the cars sucked. But Xzibit seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
So
I hope he wins.
Hang on. Maybe Kanye could help him. I don't know. Kanye's got a lot going on right now.
Wouldn't be news without our normal Florida woman or Florida man story.
Absolutely.
So, Florida woman, 23, named Snape, who claimed she was Harry Potter.
Wait, no.
In the book? Or
You better start this over. So
her name is Snape, and she claims she's Harry Potter.
That's immediately confusing.
I know, right? Because they're two different characters, aren't they?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, her name is Snape, and she claims she's Harry Potter.
Well, but they're both British actors, so I can see how that can get confused.
Well, she kills a Long Island judge, 75 years old, in Hit and Run, and injures a 6-year-old boy while high on drugs.
Was the judge in Florida?
Well, he should have had a long drive if he wasn't. Here we go. A woman from Florida who claimed to be Harry Potter has been arrested after striking and killing a Long Island federal judge. So I guess the judge maybe was on vacation down in Florida and she killed him.
Well, that's a good spot to have a vacation, I guess, if you're going to get killed.
Yeah. She was convulsing and having a seizure in her car when cops found her. Medics were forced to give her an anesthetic to calm her down after she was found to be high on a drug called tea salts. Paramedics were soon on the scene, whereupon Snape screamed and fought with them as she claimed to be Harry Potter. Incidentally, Severus Snape is a character in the Harry Potter tales.
Were alligators involved?
Not in this story.
Okay.
Well, at least it doesn't mention them. Mind you, that even if there was an alligator involved in this one, it would have been the least important part of the story, I think.
So the people in Harry Potter, they can talk to snakes. Is that the same language for alligators, or is it a different dialect?
Probably the same. Alligators aren't very smart, are they?
I don't know. They've been around for a while.
Exactly. Tattooed father, who wants to look like an orc from Lord of the Rings, reveals he split his tongue, widened his nasal septum, and spent $400 on 4 tusk-like teeth, even though it means he struggles to chew food.
Yeah, but the problem is, if somebody wants to be like a character from Lord of the Rings, what they need is a walking stick, because that whole movie was just nothing but walking for hours.
Well, I don't know why he just wanted... He could have, like, picked Gandalf. It cost him less money. Plus, he could have just done it part-time.
No, Gandalf was the guy that was watching over Harry Potter. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, it's the same guy. Long gray hair, all that. You know, it's the same deal.
That was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I thought Gandalf was the guy from The Sopranos.
Oh, I think you're right. But my problem with...
No, wait. He's from The Muppets. The Great Gandalf?
No, that's The Great Gatsby.
Oh, right.
That was by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
He was the Wolf of Wall Street.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But he survived the sinking of the Titanic.
Yeah.
Or the F. Scott Fitzgerald. The Edmund Fitzgerald. Damn it. The Edmund Fitzgerald.
We almost got that one.
Mm. So, tattoo artist has covered his body in paintings and spent $400 on giant tusks, has under-the-skin piercings as well as his eyeballs tattooed and his tongue split. I bet his wife must love that.
Again, it's a podcast, but the thing that jumps out to me at that picture is his dentist worked awfully cheap.
Yeah, for that, yeah.
$400 for those? Come on.
Yeah, but that's DMO. You know, they didn't have the really good dental insurance.
Mm. $400, go get a cleaning.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
I bet he gets through quite a bit of Colgate with those things. So the actor and tattoo artist has 34,600 followers on Instagram, where he regularly shares snaps of his unique look and daily life. I got 6 false teeth placed in August 2020. So even, again, all these people doing all these unusual things during the age of COVID last year. This person got some big orc teeth placed in his mouth. Most people couldn't go to the hairdresser and get a haircut. And somehow this dude found a dentist who was willing to stick some tusks in his face.
Well, good for the dentist. Yeah.
He said, I'm having trouble eating and drinking. So the new modification project consisted of the implantation of 2 more large tusks, body paintings, which were almost all in black, and some grey spots with some burns and modifications. I wonder what makes you wake up one day and think, I want to look like an orc.
Well, a lot of people probably look in the mirror and say, I'd probably be better looking if I was a mythical character.
Mm. You should contact...
There's a lot of women that are posting pictures on Facebook that would be better off being mythical characters.
Yeah. I wonder if he contacts that page girl from OnlyFans and gets mocked.
Okay, so now you solve that problem. That's where she's making all this money.
Yeah. So here we go. It's a... Another pet story, only this animal hasn't died. Foster owner looking for a forever home for a demonic chihuahua.
Okay, before you go any farther, let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. All dog breeds can be trained to be good dogs. So I'm a firm believer that pit bulls can be trained to be good dogs. German shepherds can be trained to be good dogs. They can be friendly. Except chihuahuas. They are demon dogs, and all they want to do is attack and kill people.
Right. Well, the foster owner goes viral with a very honest post describing him as a man-hating, child-hating dog who looks like a gremlin.
See, there you go.
And he's from New Jersey as well.
They have chihuahuas in New Jersey? I thought they were all from Mexico.
Well, I would have thought all the pit bulls would have eaten them, so I'm surprised there's any chihuahuas in New Jersey.
No, the pit bulls are all from Montana.
Okay.
Miami.
Detroit.
Las Vegas.
Yeah. So while trying to rehome Prancer, a chihuahua with...
Prancer!
Yeah.
So now they're going to name it after one of the reindeer from Santa.
Yeah.
That's unfair.
Well, a chihuahua with anger issues who hates men... said was tired of the dog who hated humans and animals alike and was neurotic. Her Facebook post has reached 44,000 shares as people now want to adopt Prancer.
So the dog has its own Facebook page?
No, the woman posted it on her Facebook and it was shared 44,000 times.
Wow.
She went on to say the pup had turned her home into a demonic chihuahua hellscape. And wouldn't live with men, other animals, nor children, only suitable for a single woman, a lesbian couple, or a mother and daughter household, or a combination of the last two. I added that last sentence in there.
But I wonder if the same woman that posted that was the one that drove through that Taco Bell drive-thru and tried to run over people.
Well, she might as well have done it while she was there.
Remember, Taco Bell had that chihuahua for a while.
Oh, yeah. Was that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it might be the same person. And maybe she was upset about the fact that the chihuahua wasn't bringing in the royalties anymore.
Yeah. that was actually one of those campaigns where when they actually did a proper kind of like marketing outreach, most people came back and said the Chihuahua was really annoying, which is why they got rid of it.
Well, yes, yeah. They are annoying.
Yeah. So let's move on. Otherwise, we're not going to get this article about yep. do-it-yourself exorcisms in.
Right. So we got, this is our last one.
Yeah. So Russian church says to leave casting out the devil to experts after DIY exorcisms caused several deaths.
See, this is why you got to worry about YouTube a little bit, because you can learn a lot of stuff on YouTube, and there's probably, I mean, I could see the Vatican having a YouTube channel, and it's like, hey, would you like to learn how to do an exorcism? Hey, guys, hit the bell, subscribe, and we'll show you how to do an exorcism.
Now, Pat, would you feel confident performing an at-home exorcism even with the aid of YouTube?
Well, I believe I would. I'm worrying about the translation. If this is from the Russian church, then I may miss a small item yeah. in the translation.
Yeah.
But I feel like if the demon wants to go, he'll go. Yeah. And I haven't really made it any worse.
I wouldn't be too worried about that, because Sean Connery was able to speak Russian in The Hunt for Red October.
Right. And also, I think...
Actually, he only spoke with a Russian accent. Yeah. I don't think he actually spoke Russian.
I think it was a Scottish accent in the Russian language.
Yeah.
But he could have been making it up the whole time. Yeah. To be like, you know what? I'm yeah. Sean Connery. Yeah. I'm just going to go...
Is that your best Scottish accent?
No, that's my Russian accent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know I can't do accents.
No, it's true. Now, to Pat's note, for one, I also do not believe Pat should now be doing exorcisms, because he just made a remark about if the demon wants to leave or not, whereas the whole point of an exorcism is you're supposed to be ordering it to leave. You're not giving it a choice. You're not being like... You know, leave if you want to. Otherwise, just stay around, infect a few more people.
Yeah, but that's the difference with Pat, though. Yeah. Pat's
just too nice.
He's too nice.
Too nice.
Yeah, you're too nice to be an exorcist, Pat. Yeah. So if you have that on your LinkedIn profile, just scratch off the part about being an exorcist. Yeah.
But doesn't an exorcism either work, or it doesn't? Does the attitude of the exorcist matter?
Well, you'd think so.
Oh, it should.
Yeah, otherwise the demon's going to have a field day.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get negative reviews
on
Yelp.
It's normally a priest, though. Yeah. Now, I'm picturing Jack Nicholson, and the guy didn't seem all that upset.
What movie is this?
The Exorcist?
Jack Nicholson wasn't in The Exorcist.
Oh, he was banging on the door. Here comes Johnny.
The Shining.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And then he said, you need me on that wall. You want me on that wall.
A document is being drawn up by the church to warn people against exorcisms. Two Russians were believed to be possessed by spirits and were killed in 2019 during the exorcism. The head of the church says only spiritually strong priests should perform the ritual.
I'm sorry, who died?
Well, it says at least two Russians were believed to be possessed by spirits and were killed by family members in 2019. A boy, 9 years old, was whipped and gagged by his father, who was trying to cast out a demon from his body. The father, along with a leader of a local Christian sect, allegedly spent 2 days trying to resurrect the boy before they disposed of his body in a park. The same year, a middle-aged man was suffocated by his own mother after he displayed interest in the occult. Meanwhile, in 2011, a woman, 26, died after her parents forced her to drink 5 liters of holy water to make her fall out with her husband, who they believed was the devil. She tried to resist and was beaten to death.
5 liters of holy water?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of water.
It is, yeah. I don't know whether it would have been better off if she drank the water or was just beaten to death, but apparently she chose the latter. For our listeners, do not attempt any at-home exorcisms. We don't normally trust the Russians, but if they say leave it alone and leave it to the experts, we're actually going to go with them on this one.
Yeah, I totally agree. And with all that said, thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd, and we will catch you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd podcast. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, thewolfandtheshepherd.com, to your friends and colleagues. And please leave us a positive review on iTunes when you get a chance. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for additional content. Join us next time for another episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd.